go down that list and see, is there someone better suited to doing some of those things in your business? Is there someone better suited to doing those things that you can outsource to? Is some of it, some of the transformational stuff that you need to go through in order to reach the next level, is some of it unnecessary? And you start to sort of siphon it off in various directions. Now, they don't teach you that at business school. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Stay Hungry podcast. It's Joel at Codebreak on my own today, discussing success is on the other side of discomfort. So yeah, hi everyone. It's weird being on my own. Don't do many on my own, but gives me the opportunity to maybe share some stuff I otherwise wouldn't share and hopefully provide plenty of value. So yeah, we're going to be talking about how success is on the other side of discomfort. Now, this was sprung by a group chat that I'm in, actually. Somebody this morning in an entrepreneurs group chat, we're actually all ex-podcast guests of a really cool podcast called the Aggressive Growth Podcast. And so we're all in this group chat and we all share our challenges and encourage each other and stuff. And it's a cool group of people. And I won't name names, but this morning someone said, oh, I'm about to publish my book and do the PR that comes with that. But I'm concerned it's a bit wanky and cheesy. And I don't want to just be known for being number one in like an unknown category in Amazon. I want to genuinely help people with this book. And then he was asking if anyone in the group could kind of challenge his blocks and help push him forward. And I said, well, success is always on the other side of discomfort. Yep, telling people you're a best-selling author does feel wanky, 100%. But the trick to making it feel less wanky is to become a bestseller because of the amount of people you've helped, not become a bestseller because you're number one in the category of lawn care against three other books. No offense to anyone who's incredible at lawn care. That's just an analogy. So he was grateful for that advice. Lots of other people piled in with great advice too. But the point I was kind of making is that I don't think I've ever achieved anything in business or in life that hasn't come through an element of discomfort. And anything that I kind of have achieved, in inverted commas, without any discomfort hasn't really felt worth anything. And I think that's where you kind of have to be really truthful with yourself about discomfort. So newsflash, business is really fucking hard. And it doesn't get easier the bigger you get. It gets harder, which might not be the news you want to hear. Now, that's not to say you don't get better at coping with the pressures of business and coping with the discomfort and expanding your comfort zone and all the things that you can do to give yourself the best possible chance. But the reality is, for a lot of people, 12 months a year, they will be uncomfortable for periods in their business. And you have to go through that discomfort. So I don't mind talking about our business and where we've been. So we've seen significant growth this year, which is fantastic news for us as a business. But with growth comes plateaus, and with plateaus comes discomfort. And it's horrible because you start to question if you've hit your ceiling. You start to question if you're working with the right people. You start to question if you've got the right team. You start to question if you're the right leader. Because, and I think people say things like new level, new devil, that kind of thing, it always the game always changes. So it doesn't matter whether, you know, I know people who have ran agencies and then decided to go and work on their own, and they're encountering new challenges because of that change too. With change comes discomfort. And like, it sounds like a first world problem. Oh, the business was growing, so it got really tough. But so much happens in that discomfort. So the bigger the business is, the bigger the overheads, the bigger the outgoing costs, the bigger the cash flow fluctuations. And so the more dangerous it becomes, the more risky it becomes, the harder it is to dig yourself out of a hole. These kind of things that happen in business that people don't discuss about. And I think it's really important that we talk about discomfort, because you can't ask for help or get the answers you need unless you address the discomfort, the stress, the anxiety that you've got. And like, so for example, like, it's by no means an emergency with our business at all, but I address the discomforts and I address the things that are difficult in our business, because then when I go and speak to one of my mentors, I've got kind of like a bulleted list of all the things that are good and all the things that are bad and all the things that are making me feel uncomfortable to go through. And, you know, I've got some great mentors, and what they would normally say is, okay, make a list of all the things that are making you uncomfortable. Go down that list and see, is there someone better suited to doing some of those things in your business? Is there someone better suited to doing those things that you could outsource to? Is some of it, some of the transformational stuff that you need to go through in order to reach the next level, is some of it unnecessary? And you start to sort of siphon it off in various directions. Now, they don't teach you that at business school. So I think that's just a really useful thing to get really clear and really honest on where you are with your own levels of discomfort. And it's a bit like when you take up anything, like I'm in my mid 30s, some might say late 30s, and I've got to change the way I exercise. So completely separate to business, but used to be that I'd go and play five-a-side with my mates. And prior to that, I played 11-a-side on a Sunday, sometimes on a Saturday. And prior to that, I played football every day. And now I've reached an age where my body can't keep up with that. And so I've got to look at different ways to get the same amount of exercise. Now, that's uncomfortable. But if I want the result on the other side of keeping myself in, I mean, I'm a terrible example for this, but keeping myself in a relative level of health, then I have to go through that discomfort. It's like, and almost like, to use a shit analogy with this, do the reps. If you don't do the reps, which hurt, you won't get the success on the other side. And you just see it with all elements of life. Like, relationships are the same, be it business relationships, personal relationships, romantic relationships. If you're not willing to have the difficult conversations, you'll never have the really good stuff on the other side of that difficult conversation. If something is bothering you in your relationship and you don't raise it, it will come back to bite you. So I think, yeah, success is on the other side of discomfort, but you've always got to have the reason for that discomfort in mind. If you lose sense of, and I call it like a North Star or purpose or your why, if you lose the reason why you're doing something, the discomfort becomes pointless. And when the discomfort becomes pointless, that's a really dangerous place to be in. And like on that point, that's kind of where I can get to. So, you know, plenty of business owners suffer with anxiety and things like that. And historically, I've had issues with anxiety and depression. I've talked about it on the podcast before. It can create self-doubt. And those things can really cause you to lose track of your why are you doing this. And like for me, it's always about having those things written down. What, like, why am I doing this in terms of what does next year look like? Why am I doing this in terms of what does 5 years look like? Why am I doing this in terms of what does 10 years look like? And also, what experiences do I want to have in life? And if I haven't got those written down, and some people do like a mood board with pictures on, and some people have like a folder on their computer, whatever works for you. But if I haven't got those written down and in front of me, it's very easy for me to lose sight of that. Very easy for me to lose sight of my vision for myself, my purpose, my why. And like for most business owners, as is for me, a lot of why I do what I do is because I actually do just like helping people. And the reality of business is some people will let you down, and that can make you doubt if you should help people. And I think that's a really dangerous spot to get into too, that actually the people worth helping make it all worth it. And just accept that there's going to be a few that let you down, but don't let that cloud the joy of helping others. So without getting too deep into the kind of anxiety side of it, just don't mistake discomfort for failing. It's not the same. Discomfort is the process you need to go through to see the success on the other side. And if you're getting trapped in this internal monologue of failure or panic, that's your mind tricking you. It's not the same. And I'm not saying you should blindly just do really uncomfortable things either. But I think, like Andy, my business partner, says it about our clients sometimes, that like your marketing fees shouldn't be so much that you lose sleep at night, but they should be enough to keep you interested. And that's where I'm at with discomfort, is like, if you're training to do something, you shouldn't go home in so much pain that you're unable to train the next day, but you should go home with enough aches and pains to know that you've done a decent job. And that's kind of where I'm at. So talking about my personal journey, just prior to COVID, well, we formed Codebreak a few years before COVID, but actually never really took action on it until literally a year before lockdown. And for me, that was a an uncomfortable, difficult decision to make. Not because I didn't want to make the decision, not because it wasn't the right thing to do, but because it took me away from everything I knew. I was owner-managed business, sole decision maker, making a good income, and I had one member of staff at the time, a couple of like outsourced things for admin and bits and bobs, and made a good living, was able to buy my first house through that process, met my now wife, various things. So for me, that change to becoming a 50% owner and owning a much bigger piece of a smaller proportion of a much bigger piece, was scary and uncomfortable. And then we did that and it was going well. And then lockdown happened and we lost 80% of our client base and we couldn't furlough our staff because the payroll hadn't existed long enough. And so we had to do things to inject money into the business to make sure everyone got paid. That was really uncomfortable. And we had to stay really clear on what the vision for the business was and the vision for ourselves was in order to see ourselves through that. And that's at a time when literally in that first couple of months of lockdown, every time my phone rang, it was bad news. And now, come on, like plenty of people went through far worse than me, but it was very uncomfortable. And I had to get really clear on what I wanted from life, from business, just to get through that period. And I think that served me really well for further down the line, because now these moments of discomfort are easier to deal with. They're not as scary. And I think sometimes it's not a bad thing to remind myself how bad it could be versus, like another mentor of mine says, it's never as good as it looks from the outside, and it's never as bad as it feels on the inside. And it's interesting to look at business like that and to think about how realistic is your discomfort, how much of it is in your own head and how much of it is just stuff that you need to get through. So something else I did just before COVID, and this is weird, and I have talked about this on the podcast before, is I decided to take up deadlifting. And if you don't know what a deadlift is, it's essentially picking up as much weight as you can off the floor, standing up straight, and then putting it back down again. And the reason I took that up was I don't particularly have massive issues with self-confidence. I have, as I think all entrepreneurs do, challenges with self-worth sometimes because of that whole like people-pleasing thing. But I didn't want to walk into a meeting and think that the person on the other side of the table could pick up more than I could. Not because I wanted to tell them, not because I wanted to boast about it. It just gave me an edge. Much like people who bodybuild might feel like they have an edge, or people that cycle massive distances might feel like they have an edge, or people that do pub quizzes might feel like they have an edge. It was just something to do completely unrelated to work that presented a physical challenge. And I felt like if I could get myself over that challenge, I could overcome anything. And so I'd worked and worked until I could pick up an incredibly heavy weight and then consistently pick up an incredibly heavy weight. And now I don't do that anymore, but I've overcome that challenge. And there was a load of success on the other side I didn't expect. So I've never had any trouble with my back since doing that. I'm way more flexible through my knees and ankles since doing that. I'm physically a lot stronger. Like my base level of strength is a lot stronger. So there was loads of success on the other side of that discomfort that I hadn't accounted for, on top of the sort of mental edge that I wanted from it. And then, yeah, another thing that kind of comes with this discomfort thing is the whole imposter syndrome creeping in. Now, I've got mentors that say imposter syndrome is not a real thing. I've got mentors that say imposter syndrome is definitely a real thing. How I would describe it is, as a business owner, you're always in a certain level of discomfort, so you always never quite feel settled in where you are. So the whole thing of like always be the smallest person in the room, because then you've got a lot of space to grow. Well, it's really mentally tough to go into a room and feel like you're beneath everyone. So I think that's where it can creep in. If you've only ever talked on a stage in front of 50 people before, and you're about to talk on a stage in front of 500 people, there's going to be some negative chatter that creeps in. If you've never spent £1,000 a day on ads, you've only ever spent £100 a day on ads, you're going to have a chat with yourself. And I think sometimes you have to remember that the concern you have around the experience that you might have is not reality. That's just you painting worst case scenario in your head and then assuming that that's what will happen. And actually the experiences and opportunities you can have on the other side of that discomfort expand far faster than you can realize. So to give you an example, pre-COVID, I'd never spoken on a stage anywhere other than the school play. Now I've spoken on hundreds of stages, events varying from 10 people in the room all the way up to 1,000 people on a virtual webinar. So the opportunities came far thicker and faster on the other side of that discomfort than I expected them to, because once a couple of people had seen me speak and speak well, it snowballed. But I didn't know that would happen until it happened. And you could never expect that to happen until it happened. And so me remembering that the next time I'm trying to achieve something, the next time I've got another piece of discomfort to get past, actually is a really powerful way for me to push on, for me to push through. And that kind of brings me to my next point of understanding that a lot of your beliefs are just limiting beliefs. They're blocks. Some people will say that they're patterns from childhood. Some people will say that it's because most of the stuff we get bombarded with is like negative media attention. Some people say because social media, people paint the most idyllic picture of their lives and it's not real. But whatever it is, we've all got various blocks. Some people have money blocks. Some people have ambition blocks. Some people have confidence blocks. And I think if you can push past those limiting beliefs, all you're doing is expanding your horizons. And that can't be a bad thing. It's a really good opportunity for you to push further with yourself, to get on. And I think, as I would describe it as a business owner, as like rejecting mediocrity. So you think about what other people do in your industry, and the mistakes that most people in your industry make, and the reason that they make them, because generally it's because it's too difficult to do that bit more, or they haven't got the monitoring in place, or whatever it might be. And why don't you go through the discomfort to make sure you don't make those mistakes? You reject that mediocrity. You push past your own limiting beliefs or your industry's limiting beliefs and deliver something better. Now, on like a mega scale, we've seen Dyson do this. We've seen Apple do this. I think we're about to see ChatGPT do this, to basically reinvent the wheel. But why can't you do that on a small level in your industry? And like really, really simple things that you could be doing that would stand you out. Now, I know where I live, if you want to get a tradesperson, a plumber or an electrician, it's borderline impossible. Even people that have been to our house before and done work now don't answer the phone to us. And you hear them in the pub talking about how busy they are. That's fairly mediocre behavior on their part, because they could have a waiting list. They could sub some of the work out. They could charge more. There's so many things they could do to reject the mediocrity of just not having an answer phone message and not answering their phone, but they're not doing it. And think about that in your, like in our industry, in the agency industry, a lot of people use a lot of jargon. They use dashboards that are confusing. They don't keep people up to date on what's going on with their ads and how it's working. And then they're shocked when the relationship breaks down and the people feel like they're not educated on what's going on. So why don't you like reject that complacency and put stuff in place and regular touch points and catch ups to make sure people feel looked after? And then the other side of all of this is sometimes on the other side of discomfort, it just won't work. Whatever it is you were trying to do just isn't going to happen. And it's okay to fail and just make sure you fail quickly and you don't carry that loss. Don't let it affect your ambition, your purpose. Yeah, that's all right. I think there's a lot of people out there who worry so much that everyone's going to judge them for failing that they don't take the leap of faith to find out if it works or not in the first place. And the reality is most people won't notice. They're too busy caught up in their own thing. So kind of like feel the fear and do it anyway. So, key lessons from this. I think all of your worthwhile success, however you define success, will be on the other side of discomfort. And if you can't think of it in business terms, think of it of doing the reps in the gym. Think of it as having a baby. Think of it as taking the dog for a walk on a cold day when you'd rather just stay in bed. Like, there's so many basic things you can think of where this point is proven. And then it's you against you. You've got to defeat your own excuses, reject the mediocrity and complacency that we talked about. And on the other side of that is where your breakthroughs are. And your breakthroughs might not be financial success. They might be lessons. They might be things that improve the systems in your business, improve the relationships in your business, improve your relationships away from your business, create boundaries for you. But there is always something to be learned on the other side of discomfort. So yeah, if you want to jump on a call with me, you want to talk about the growth in your business and the things that are making you uncomfortable right now, you can apply for a discovery call on our website at cobreak.co.uk. And yeah, I'll catch you again. Love to talk to you. All right, take care.